Hi, this is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Are we almost finished, Doctor? I know this psychological interview is part of the hiring process. And I really, really want this job, but you've asked so many personal questions. Oh, just a few more? All right, go ahead. Excuse me? At what age did I have my first sexual experience? Why are you asking me that? All right. I know completing this interview is necessary, and I know that by lying at any time, I can be fired and sued for misrepresentation. Okay, I'll answer. But if you have to know, I was 8 years old. That's right, 8. I was a preteen when I had my first sexual experience. Satisfied? My partner? My daddy, of course. How did it happen? It happened. Well, it happened. Wait, hold on there. It wasn't a painful or horrible experience. It wasn't. I loved it. I loved every moment of it. You see, I was a true daddy's girl. I love my daddy. He treated me like a princess, helped me with my homework and sports, and he was never angry with me. I'd do anything for my daddy. Anything. Well, one weekend I was playing soccer, and I fell the wrong way. And when I was going to bed, I told Daddy that my back hurt. And he said he'd give me a back rub to make it feel better, and I instantly said yes. But we were in my bedroom with my toys on the floor, stuffed animals on the shelf, and Daddy told me to lie down on my tummy on my bed. He lifted up my frozen t-shirt that I wore as a 90, revealing my bare back and my tight white cotton panties. I wasn't nervous at all. I loved Daddy's touch. And his hands, they were so strong and smooth as they went up and down my back and shoulders. And it felt so good. And I was disappointed when Daddy said that was enough. He pulled my t-shirt back down and then he kissed me goodnight. Not on my cheek or on the top of my head. He kissed my neck. It made me shiver. And I kept thinking about that massage all night long. Like I barely slept. And then the next day, and I asked Daddy the next night if I could get another back rub. And as he did, this time it lasted longer. And I could sense something was different with Daddy. His breathing was like quicker, more deeper. And he stroked my cheeks. And the kiss on the back of my neck was longer. And then the third night, he came in without me asking. And as I obediently lay down again, Daddy said he could do a better job if I took my t-shirt off, because it was like bunching around my neck and shoulders, which I instantly did. I mean, I loved my daddy so much, and anything he asked me, anything at all, I'd do without hesitation. So when I took off my t-shirt and Daddy saw my bare chest, it was like he was staring at me, and I felt really funny in my tummy, not in a bad way, but like a sweet, funny way. And that was the best massage yet, until 3 nights later. Daddy's hands, they were so strong and smooth. And by now, he was rubbing my lower legs, my thighs, as well as my lower back. I didn't know why at the time, but I was squirming on my bed, rubbing my panty-clad pussy against the bed, loving the tingly feeling. And Daddy said he just wanted to make me feel better, but it had to be our secret. And of course, I said, "Yes, Daddy." He said, "Don't be afraid, and if it didn't feel good, he'd stop." Then he reached his strong hand between my 8-year-old legs and started rubbing my crotch through the white panties. And oh my God, it felt so good. It felt so very good. And I moaned and moaned, and then something wonderful just built and built down there. And oh my God, I had my first cum, and it felt so fucking good. So good that I turned around and kissed Daddy on his lips. And he didn't move. The next night, he slipped off my panties. And I was naked before my daddy, and I loved it. This time, he rolled me on my back, gently kissed my lips, my chest, and then sucked and licked on my puffy little nipples. And oh my God, I was so horny at that young age and excited. I couldn't wait for him to go down on me, and he licked and licked my bare little slit, and I had cum after cum. I was moaning and moaning. Oh my God, I had never felt so good before. And at some point, Daddy crawled up to me, cuddled me, and kissed me on my lips. And I could taste myself on his lips, and that was so naughty. And he took my right hand and put it between my legs and taught me how to masturbate, how to wet my fingers, rub my little clit, pushing my fingers as far as I could into my tight little slit, over and over again. And God, I had another orgasm. When it was time to go to sleep, and Daddy kissed me goodnight and told me what a sweet, smart, sexy, and special girl I was. And I couldn't get to sleep last night. I didn't put my panties or t-shirt back on. It just felt so free and good to be nude. And of course, my horny little self rubbed out two more orgasms. And, well, I'll admit it, I was so turned on and felt so good being so close to my daddy. I snuck into my dad and mom's bedroom She traveled a lot on business, so she wasn't in there. And I crawled into his bed, nude, and kissed him and rubbed his bare chest and asked him to please, please, please make me come again. Daddy didn't hesitate either. He grabbed me and hugged me, and God, it felt so good to be held tight against his hairy and muscular chest. And he grabbed me by my hips, pulled me up until I was riding my little cunt on his mouth. And oh my God, I just remembered, just like remembering all of this gets me so fucking horny. Wait, what did you say? How horny? Well, just, why don't you see doctor? There. My skirt's up and my panties are off and I'm spread wide open, doctor. See how wet I am? You want me to go on? You want to hear more? Sure. But I have to finger my sopping wet cunt, because remembering this makes me so fucking horny. Fuck. But yeah, that night, it went on for hours. Hours. Daddy licked and fingered me. And I had more and more orgasms. And once I was so weak, he flopped me on the bed, on my belly, and he rubbed my bum, fingered it, and then licked and licked and tongue fucked my tight little 8-year-old girl ass. Oh, it felt like I was floating in this hot, sexy haze. And then Daddy said, "Will you do something for me, honey?" And I love my daddy so much, so of course I said, yes, 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 anything you want, daddy. And then he switched on a little lamp, and I saw he was nude as well. And God, oh, he was so fucking handsome, so fucking handsome. And his cock, oh my God, I couldn't stop looking at it. It was so beautiful. It was threatening. It seemed so big, and it was throbbing and leaking pre-cum. And Daddy cuddled with me and took my right hand and wrapped it around the shaft. God, I remember it being so hot, so hard and smooth. And then he helped me jerk him off, and he was moaning just like I was moaning. And I was so happy that me, just 8 years old, could make him feel so good. And then Daddy said it would make him feel better if he could say some words, some nasty words. And it was just pretend, but it would make him feel even better. So I said, "Daddy, say literally anything you want." And fuck, that was like a key. Unlocking my daddy's naughty and nasty side. I'm sure he was loving it, seeing his little girl stroke his cock, knowing that he was molesting and raping me. What? Yes, I'm not stupid. I know my daddy was raping and molesting me. Oh, I loved it, doctor. I loved every second of my daddy molesting me. Yes. And then he started talking. And oh my, he said, "Daddy said, that's right, you little whore. Jack off daddy's cock, you teasing little cunt. Oh, and then he said, make daddy cum, you fucking pre-cum cock tease. Oh, that's right, you little bitch. Make daddy cum. Do it. Do it, and trust me, whore, this won't be the last time you make daddy cum, you cunt. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Jesus. I'm so wet remembering that. Oh, look. Look at my fingers. Look, just see how wet I am. God, remembering my daddy raping and molesting me. Fuck. Oh, it was so fucking hot. And then daddy said, faster. Faster, little girl. Oh, God, and that's when it happened. Yeah, that's when it happened. I felt his cock throb and jerk in my hand. And for the first time, I saw cum flying out of his cock. And it was daddy's cock. And he was moaning and grunting. And I watched, seeing that cum spurt out. Yes, I know that I did that. I made my daddy happy. I made daddy's cock pump out all that stuff. Sticky cum, fuck, and his cock started to soften, and cum was like dripping down the shaft on my fingers, and I was just so curious. I started to lick my fingers, and it tasted like strong like my daddy, but salty. But I licked and licked. And then there was some on his belly and chest. And I started to lick him, tasting his skin, tasting his cum. Oh, my God. And then daddy just hugged me and kissed me and said I was so special and so sexy and so very, very pretty. And right then, I love my daddy so much. But yeah, I stayed in bed with him, both of us nude. And I slept, all tingly and warm and worn out. And just before morning, I felt the bed moving. And I woke up, and there was a light on so I could see everything. And it was my big, strong daddy straddling me. Moaning and stroking his cock. And he said, sorry, little girl, daddy can't help it. You're so pretty, so sexy, even though you're just 8 years old. And I'm going to come, you little cunt. You make me so horny. And I blushed and felt so special. I did, so I squirmed some and opened my legs and started rubbing myself. And daddy said, honey, would you do something secret for me, something naughty? And I remember I said, anything, daddy, I'll do anything you want. And he groaned. And he said, put your head up on the pillow. I'm going to slide my cock into your mouth. And if you can, swallow what I put out, please. And I nodded. Of course, I said, yes, sir. Yes, daddy. Anything you want, because I was daddy's girl and I'd do anything for him, anything. So I put my head up on the pillow. And then opened my 8-year-old mouth, and daddy moved forward, still groaning, breathing hard, and he pushed his cock head into me. I gagged a little bit, like choked, but I opened my mouth really, really wide, and I stopped choking. And daddy was just jerking off even faster. Oh, and he said, I remember his words. He said, you little cunt, you little preteen slut, you cock-sucking whore. Here it comes. Swallow it all, you little bitch. Swallow it all. And I felt his cock head swell, like in the back of my mouth. And God, it was pumping in my mouth. And I swallowed and gulped and swallowed, trying so hard to be a good girl for daddy because I wanted to make him happy. And I was lucky, too, that this was his second cum of the night. So There wasn't much of a load for me to swallow, but I swallowed. I did, and Daddy groaned even louder. And when he pulled his soft cock out, I lapped it clean. And then we cuddled together, and he rubbed me to another hot, hot cum. But the next day, I think Daddy was ashamed, embarrassed. We got up and he told me to go to my room to get dressed for school, and we ate breakfast in silence. But then he dropped me off at school, and I had a really hard time that day, still remembering what we had done all last night. I looked at my classmates, and I knew they'd be jealous of me, knowing that I'd given my daddy so much pleasure, that he had treated me like a big girl. I even ducked into the girls' room during lunch to finger myself. And it was a good cum, but not as good as when I was with Daddy. And that day I had soccer practice after school, and we went for pizza afterwards, and Daddy took me home, and I had homework to do, and before I knew it, I was in bed. But I was hot. I was restless. I took off my panties and t-shirt and squirmed around, touching my little girl pussy, my puffies, even my bum hole. I was so hot and tingly, and I couldn't stand it. I slipped out of bed and went down the hallway and went into his bedroom, slid under the covers, and I hugged him and kissed him and whispered in his ear, "Daddy, please molest me. Please rape me. I need it so bad." I had woken Daddy up, and he kissed me with his tongue, and he tossed off his blankets, put his hand on my head, and pushed me down to his cock, forced it in my mouth, and it got hard really quick in my mouth. And he whispered, "This is what you want, little girl, isn't it? Suck your daddy off. Yeah, make me come, you little cunt." And oh, he did not last long. He spurted out a lot of cum in my little girl mouth. So much. And this time, some dribbled out, but Daddy didn't mind. He just scooped it up and fed it to me and said, "Take my load, you little 8-year-old whore." And then he flipped me over and ate me out. And oh, I had so many orgasms from my daddy. So many. It all changed that night. Yeah, whenever Mom left for a business trip, I'd move into the master bedroom. And during the day, I'd dress slutty with cut-off tight booty shorts, crop tops, skimpy bathing suits with thong bottoms, see-through negligees, anything to get him hot and aroused. Daddy got so turned on that we'd drive to a mall somewhere or a public pool so Daddy could see other male perverts check me out. And that turned him on so much. Sometimes he was so turned on, we didn't even make it home. We'd find a remote place somewhere, and he'd drag me in the back seat and rape me there. And at home, he told me that I was his girl, his daughter, and that my body belonged to him. My cunt, my ass, my little nipples in my mouth, all belonged to Daddy. And I said, "Of course, Daddy. Whatever you want." It got to the point where he'd snap his fingers and say, "Assume the position, little girl." And I'd drop to my knees, open my mouth, and suck his thick daddy cock. I begged and begged him to fuck me with that daddy cock. But he said we had to take it slow, take it gentle. though I was so horny thinking about my daddy really fucking me. He started off with some small sex toys and some lube, and eventually he opened me up wide enough. And one night, he gave me some wine to drink to get me feeling relaxed. And, oh, doctor, it was the best feeling ever. I think by then I was 9 or 10. He was on his back, his big cock standing straight up and down, lube smeared all over it. And Daddy lifted me up by my little girl hips, lowered me down. Oh, God. And the feeling of Daddy's cock sliding into me, splitting me open. God, we both had such hard orgasms almost instantly. And next time, it was better and deeper. Oh, and then the next time, and pretty soon I was on my back, legs up, with Daddy pounding me with a stick, Daddy cock going balls deep into my preteen cunt, and God, I loved it so much. I loved it so much. And by the time I was getting better at sucking Daddy's cock, at the start I could barely get his big cock head in my mouth. But after months of practice, I was able to swallow him down to his full balls. Then he told me there was another hole he wanted. And of course, I said, yes, sir. And he lubed up a finger and used that to lube up my bum hole. And I had more wine. And it hurt at first. Yeah, it did. But God, I felt like I was being impaled. And I couldn't move with Daddy's big cock in my ass. God, it filled me up. Oh, and Daddy was panting. I could tell he was trying to be so gentle, but his cock was so lubed. And I said, please, Daddy, fuck my preteen ass hard and deep. And oh my goodness, that triggered him. He practically growled and grabbed my skinny little hips and he plowed into my ass. No mercy. I could feel his balls slapping against my bum and it hurt. It sure hurt, but I didn't care. I love my daddy so much. And soon he was calling me his three-hole whore. His little fuck toy, his fleshlight. And I just smiled and got all squirmy when he called me those names. One night, he had 5 of his work buddies over for poker night, and I volunteered to serve them, just like bringing them bottles of beers, snacks, stuff like that. And I had on my tightest shorts and the skimpiest tube top, and I could see all the men staring at me. It felt great. And later, when we were in bed and he was on top of me, gently fucking me, and I said, did you see all your friends staring at me, Daddy? And he laughed, saying, of course he did. And I said, Daddy, if you would have told me to fuck all 5 of your friends, I would have done it. I would have sucked all their cocks and take them in my preteen cunt and ass. And oh, did he love that. He held me down by my wrist and really fucking hammered me, calling me all sorts of names. Cock-teasing whore, gangbang slut, little greedy fuck toy. It looks like your cock is really, really hard, doctor. Yeah. Why don't you take it out? I don't mind. I'm almost finished anyway. As I get older and started to develop, Daddy took special care of me. When my boobies started growing in and they were so sensitive, he gently licked them and rubbed my cunt. And God, oh, it would come like in seconds. And when I started my period, he made sure I was on the pill. Though, to tell you the truth, though, doctor, the thought of my daddy breeding me, fuck, I'm putting a baby in me when I was 12. Oh, that gave me orgasms like you wouldn't believe. And then when hair started coming in around my pussy, I asked Daddy if he wanted me to shave down there so I was still smooth. And he said, yes, of course. So my little cunt was always smooth and slippery for my daddy. Then I became a teenager, and I hate to admit, but I became a brat. I'd talk back, not do the chores, and then one night, I was going to bed, and he pulled me over on his lap, pulled down my panties, brought up my nightie, and started spanking me. And I was so ashamed, but after a few slaps, it started feeling good. And I started rubbing my crotch against his knee, and he spanked me even harder. And my ass bounced and burned, and I came by rubbing my pussy against his knee. He fingered me and felt how wet I was. And even though Mom was downstairs, he put me on the bed and fucked me hard. Oh, he was such a good fuck doctor. I was dating by then, and Daddy warned me about giving away too much to the boys, developing a reputation, but none of them ever tempted me. They were too young. They smelled, they were sloppy, just stupid. But Daddy, he was perfect. One night when he was spanking me, and I don't even think I did anything wrong, and he said, shit, my hand is on fire. And I looked over at him, and I said, there's your leather belt, Daddy. God, I screamed and cried when that leather hit me, but as soon, it didn't take me long, I loved it. God, I loved it. And Daddy did too. And my tits were developed by then. And if I was extra horny, or if he was extra angry, he'd whip my tits, and I'd sit there like a good, bad little girl, and I'd arch my back so my tits were being presented for him to hurt them. Oh, God. God, if I keep rubbing my clit, I'm almost there. I'm almost there, doctor. What else? Oh. Jesus, doctor, it looks like you're ready to pop. Daddy loved using the strap-on on me. He bought me leather gear, a corset, a collar, and dog leash. And when I had been very, very bad, he dragged me around the house on his hands and knees and whipped me and fuck me. Oh, can you imagine a 13-year-old girl being treated like that? Yeah, he gave me even more fetish clothing, from latex to skimpy bras and panties, and I wore it all for my daddy. But then, he passed away so suddenly. I was so heartbroken, like for such a long time. And I knew I had to remember him. So I had his signature tattooed on my arm. So I just have to look at it and see that he's there. Even as I got older and fucked and sucked and became a slut, Daddy was always there. And God, that made me feel so naughty and good. What? Any regrets? Fuck, I'm almost there. I'm almost ready to come. But do you want to know what I fucking regret? I regret daddy not raping me for real. Just taking me, slapping me around, tearing my clothes off, shoving his cock into me hard with no mercy, taking what belonged to him. That's what I regret. Not being raped hard and nasty by my own daddy. And fuck. Fuck, I'm almost there. I wish he would have molested me when I was younger. So I had more memories of my daddy using me. Oh, God. You get that, doctor? Yeah, I wish my daddy had molested me when I was 7, 6. Five? Fuck, he could have started when I came home from the hospital. He could have licked my little asshole and clit after bath time, rubbed his big cock on my little cunt folds and shoot cum on my belly and chest, even hitting my chin. Oh, God. You love this too, doctor. I see your cum spurting out. Fuck. Oh, fuck, doctor. I wish he had started me sucking his cock and drinking his load when I was an infant. God, yes, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. I wish I had been daddy's whore when I was just a baby. Oh, daddy, use and molest and rape your baby girl. Do it. Oh, do it. Use me. Don't fucking stop. Please rape and molest me forever.